This is Kelly Blewett. I'm joined today in the studio by Will Schwalbe, who is a writer, an editor, and the founder and CEO of the website Cookster.com. Will's book about reading with his mother as she went through treatment for pancreatic cancer, titled The End of Your Life Book Club, was a New York Times bestseller and one of my favorite reads of 2012. He offers now a new book titled Books for Living, a collection of essays about the outsized role books have played in his life and personal philosophy. Welcome, Will.
Thank you, Kelly.
So tell us a little bit about the book.
Well, Books for Living is 26 different essays, but all bound together about books that have helped me in my life and that came to me at a moment when I really needed them. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to share these titles with people, but I also wanted to give a demonstration of the way that books and life come together, sometimes miraculously, because I really want to inspire other people to look at their lives and their reading in similar ways.
Now, you write that for certain kinds of readers, and I count myself among them, books come to form an almost practical philosophy. What do you mean by that?
I think every kind of book is a self-help book. And in fact, in Books for Living, I don't really talk about self-help books because I think it's sort of obvious what self-help book you need. I mean, if you have a cholesterol problem, you can get the 8-week cholesterol cure. But I think real readers, and there's so many of us around the country and around the world, we just find self-help advice everywhere. We find it in novels, we find it in autobiographies, we even find it in cookbooks. Sometimes it's just a line in a book that speaks to me and tells me something about priorities or something about friendship or something about patience. And sometimes it's a character, and sometimes it's not the book itself, but it's the story of how the book came to me that teaches me something about the way we can connect with each other.
Yeah, I think there's something so idiosyncratic about what readers take away
Yes.
from a book, and that really comes through in these essays.
Yeah. I really believe that if the book has meaning for you and if it teaches you something, then it's a great book. So one of the things I really tried to do in this, because it's how I am as a person and a reader, is write about all different kinds of books. So things like The Girl on the Train, that very popular recent suspense thriller, is there, as is Homer's Odyssey. And Plutarch's Lives is there, but so is a book by Haruki Murakami called What I Talk About When I Talk About Running. And Lin Yutang is an author I come to again and again and again in this book. He's a remarkable guy. He wrote and published in 1938 a book called The Importance of Living. And what it was an attempt to explain Chinese philosophy to Western readers. But what it really is it's a book about what he calls the noble art of leaving things undone. It's about the importance of spending time with your friends, taking naps, reading, contemplating, staring out the window. It's a really charming book, but it's got a really powerful lesson for our time, I think.
And it's interesting how your life and Lin Yutang's life sort of come together. I mean, I'm intrigued by moments whenever readers are so influenced by the authors that there's a relationship there that transcends time and space.
Yes.
And in the case of you and Lin Yutang, it was because of you that his book was brought back into print. Isn't that right?
That's right. I was fascinated with the 1930s and reading about the 30s because I love the author Christopher Isherwood, who did the Berlin stories, which were made into the movie Cabaret. And in reading everything I could about Isherwood, I came across Lin Yutang, and I came across this book, and I was just desperate to read it, and I discovered it had been out of print for decades. So at the time, I was working for a publishing house, and I tracked down his two living daughters and arranged for it to be brought back into print. And one of the neat things is it's done fantastically in the 15 years it's been back in print, and I was really moved when I was writing this book. I was able to reach out to his surviving daughter and spend a lot of time talking with her about her father. She told me the most wonderful stories. Lin Yutang was a giant. And this book, The Importance of Living, was one of the biggest bestsellers of the 1930s. But it got totally forgotten.
It seems like around a lot of the essays, which are about books and reading, there's a lot of talking that happened too. And a lot of people that sort of come in from the edges to animate some of the authors and the relationships that you're simultaneously exploring through the reading. I don't know if you want to talk a little bit more about that.
The phrase I like to use is that people and books are bound together. And when I think of my favorite books, I can't help but think of the person who gave that book to me or a person I had a great conversation with about that book. So, for example, I talk about the book Giovanni's Room by James Baldwin. And in that, I get to tell the story of the most extraordinary woman, our school librarian, and how she would leave books on the cart for me and really helped me discover myself and helped me look forward to a life that I wasn't so looking forward to. I talk about a wonderful teacher I had who taught me a great lesson about grade grubbing as we were studying the Odyssey. And I talk periodically about friends who have died, who I associate in my mind with certain books. There's a dear friend named David Baer, who was killed in a terrible accident after we graduated from college, and how he, in my mind, is forever bound together with the book David Copperfield, one of my favorite books by Charles Dickens. And I love that. I love that books remain in our memory and our heart, but they also bring back people we love, and not just people who are gone. Books and people, as I say again, they're bound together.
Obviously, there's a lot of different books featured in this collection, but how did you come to choose which books you would pick? You've read so much.
The choosing was really fun, and that's why, in some ways, I hope this book, I hope people having read it will then be inspired to create their own books for a living, because it's a really fun exercise. So what I tried to do was think of 26 books that had found me at moments when I really needed them or taught me something that I really needed to learn, and then write about those. But I chose books that I thought had something to offer everyone. So this is not the 26 greatest books ever written. These aren't even my 26 favorite books. These are just 26 books that found me when I needed them that I think have something universal. There's a little secret to my 26 books, which is I wanted, if someone wanted to engage in a year-long reading course, that they could read a book every 2 weeks and finish all the books I talked about. And there's something, too, about sometimes the last great book you read has a really special place in your heart and mind. And when I was writing this, I had recently finished A Little Life by Hanya Yanagihara, one of the most extraordinary books about friendship, I think, ever written. So I loved writing about that. And I love that I think of all the books in that, that's one that will really stand the test of time. I think people will be reading that book 200 years from now. And for me, one of the great joys of reading is the way it connects you with other people. So a book is a book, but a conversation about a book takes it to a whole different place.
Well, I walked away from this book with several books that I now want to read. Several of the cookbooks that you talk about in the essay Nourishing.
That was one of my favorite chapters to write, and that's one that's one of the most meaningful to me. There is such wisdom in some cookbooks, and the three I focused on were Lori Colwin's Home Cooking, Edna Lewis's The Taste of Country Cooking, and Nigella Lawson's Feast. And Lori Colwin, who is a remarkable cook, writer, prose stylist, who died very young, but she wrote this fabulous book about home cooking and about how it's not the fancy restaurants that you really remember, as terrific as those are. It's the meals around your kitchen where you engage with people. And she was really talking about how frenetic our life had become and what an antidote it was to sit around with friends or families and cook a simple, delicious meal. And I love that book. And the other Edna Lewis cookbook, Edna Lewis, African-American chef, cookbook author, gorgeous prose stylist, really one of the great figures in American cooking. She really created American cooking as we know it today. And her book, The Taste of Country Cooking, is the most elegiac reflection on living in harmony with the seasons, on community, on values. It's a book that you don't have to be interested in food or cooking or recipes. It's a book for everybody.
I just want to ask, is there anything you would like to let our readers know about the importance of reading?
I think one of the amazing things about reading is it's a respite. It takes us away for a bit, but it's far more than that. I think reading is a great exercise for our soul, because when you read, you have to put aside your prejudices for a little while, and you read what someone else thought, what they wrote, you read their words on the page. And as I like to say in the book, you can rant at it, you can scribble in the margins, you can even chuck the book out the window, but you can't change the words on the page. You just have to listen. And one of the things that I really hope to do in Books for the Living is encourage us to listen more and to develop more of a sense of empathy. And I think reading fiction, nonfiction, children's books like Wonder, picture books, anything helps you develop that empathy.
Well, Will Schwabe, thank you so much for being here and talking to us about your new book, Books for Living. It's been a complete pleasure.
Thank you.
I've been talking with author Will Schwabe. whose wonderful new essay collection, Books for Living, just released. For more information about this title, visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Kelly Blewett.